Hey guys, welcome to the Talking Pet Podcast. So hey, have you recently noticed that like the world is on the extremes right now? Kind of. Yeah, the world is kind of on the extremes. We are living on the extremes. Because when I see like recently there have been a lot of short fights around my area. Like a lot of short fights. Like people get angry, they have really short tempers. A lot of them, and on the other hand, I see that people are now more supportive to each other. I think one thing that, because of the information overload we are having, some also, all of us have gone to different extremes, I guess. Some people understand the perspective of the other, of other people, and some are just, I don't know, getting irritated by little things. Although I don't think it is primarily related only to the information overload. But now, in this age, we are more open to the perspective of other people, I guess. But some of this shit has to stop, like getting offended by other people, for other people. What the fuck is that? Like, recently I watched this YouTube short in which a guy was wearing Mexican clothing, right? A typical Mexican outfit. And he went to his university and some of the girls from the humanities area were like, that's very offensive, you don't know anything about the culture yet, you are wearing their clothes, that's offensive for them. And I don't know, what the fuck do you want when you are getting offended for other people? And then the same guy, and this was pretty wholesome, went with the same outfit to a Mexican area, and the people were like really happy that he was spreading joy in other people, and the Mexicans were like, yeah. And he was like, are you in any way offended or sad that I wear this, that I am wearing this outfit? And those guys were like, no man, you look good. And yeah, they were happy that some other guy is propagating their culture. I don't know what this is. Pretty weird. Like, getting offended for someone is just like thinking that you have done a very helping someone, thinking that you have helped someone with the least efforts, with putting in the least efforts. Like, it is the idea that you are doing something noble without even doing anything. Just arguing. This weird idea has spread down. And a lot of people are angered by it. Even my brother, like, wow. I don't know. Yeah, but some good things are also happening in the world. I am pretty happy. Because recently, like, a majority of people are now going to the gym and prioritizing sleep, getting some exercise done, thinking out what they're putting in their bodies and stuff. It's good. Because a while ago, if you were the only guy going to the gym, you were like the gym guy, like only you went there and people were like, yeah, this guy goes to the gym. But now a lot of people are going. But yeah, there's still the problem that we are not working hard enough and in the gym and stuff like that. But at least a lot of people have taken the first step to bettering themselves. A lot of people are going to therapy, although I'm still skeptical about that. I don't know. But yeah, the world is slowly becoming a better place. And yet, oh yeah, I think when you beautify something, when you try to beautify something, the flaws of that thing come out, actually, in a way. So if you have beautified your whole home, you have decorated it with paintings and stuff like that, and there's just one wall with a little cracked piece from it, your attention will go to that. So I think it could be that, like, the whole world is becoming better, so the jerks are now coming out more easily. You can see the Karens and the jerks outside pretty easily, because now that people are getting, or yeah, this could be entirely wrong, but yeah, it is a good concept, I think. Hope so. Yeah, it could be a beautiful idea, man. Like, because the world is becoming a beautifuler place, we are seeing the flaws more evidently and clearly. Yeah, but it's really awesome. Now, earlier people used to tease each other that you don't know what machines to use, but now people are actually helping each other. And I think me and my friends are also helping each other now, and other people as well. So it's been a really long time since I've been doing calisthenics, and me and my friends have inspired many people, not inspired, like made many people start calisthenics as well. So in our park now, at first only us three guys did calisthenics, and now the number is 7 or 8, because no more people are happy to do it because they have seen the results in front of them. Because we, from day one, we have been at the same place, and now new people are starting, and it's really great. Even little kids are seeing us, and they're also trying to just hang on the bar and stuff. And people are working more on their fitness. Like, even when we jog, at first only we jogged in that area, me and my two other friends. But now the people who jog, everything has improved a little bit in the fitness department. And now, yeah, people are supporting each other. It's pretty great. But yeah, something that we and my friends are guilty of doing, which may be termed as insensitive. Okay, so let me tell you about this one. So whenever some new guy shows up, so we don't show off usually why our calisthenics in the park. We usually go for pull-ups and stuff like that, but we can do muscle-ups and other stuff like that. Like, I just forget the name of the techniques. One was muscle-up and the other was like planche, front lever, and this. Yeah, we can do this stuff. And we don't usually show up because a lot of guys are, some of the guys that are trying, they are really trying. And then once every month or so, a guy show up who's like really boosting himself of, like, he has flared up his arms, showing that like he is the guy, he's the one and stuff like that. And he comes to the pull-up bar and he does 1 or 2 pull-ups by jumping and stuff like that. And he's thinking, wow, I'm the guy. Then me and my friends have a chat like, hey man, do you want to show him? Then we go and we just in front of his face do like 10-12 muscle-ups, and that guy just goes away. Yeah, it's not a way of demotivating them, but it's kind of, yeah, you can say it. We do it sometimes. It's not good, but we also help people, so I think it cancels itself out. But yeah, that feeling is really great. Like, although it shouldn't be, but yeah, it is one of the things that we do. Kind of showing people their place sometimes. Yeah, shouldn't be done, but yeah, we do it sometimes. Because we can see the arrogance like brimming out of them. We don't do it always, like, not always, just sometimes when a really guy who shows off comes up, we do this. And it's good, like, a lot of people have started supporting each other. Although because of it, a lot of weird rumors are spreading, like this for pre-workout, that stuff like that. Although yeah, I don't take any protein on supplements like that, and it's not anything of pride. Is that I'm able to complete my protein requirement from the normal stuff. Although I do eat peanut butter and eggs. I'm not able to eat chicken, like, because it is not cooked in my house. So if I sometimes eat it, so I have to go outside and take it. Usually I go outside for eating it. But yeah, recently, yeah, the fights have also been increasing and stuff. It's good to see so many people working hard and stuff like that on their fitness. It gets good. Oh yeah, but I think we did wrong to this guy once, like this showing off and stuff. So this guy had come with 2 girls, I think they were his friends. And yeah, they were just seeing him. He was just hanging and doing 1 or 2 pull-ups and then getting down. And while so there is only one main pull-up bar in our society, so we are usually there. But we had went a little forward to talk, and in that less time, this guy showed up with 2 girls and he was doing that. And then my friend was like, "Hey man, are you going to show him?" I was like, "All right." And then I did some 10 muscle-ups, and then the girls asked him that, "Hey, can you do that?" And he was just speechless. I don't know, but it was, we do not enjoy it that much, but I do like doing this stuff. I had not mastered the bar chords in the guitar. Like, I didn't actually know the basic scale. that is required in guitar, like the F chord, then after one step comes G, and like that. I didn't know the scales of the guitar, and I recently learned it, and it has helped me tremendously. And it was like a course by Marty Music. It was free. He's a YouTuber, and yeah, I've learned a lot of songs from him. And I just read in his bio there, in his YouTube description, that here is my website. So I just went to check that website out, and some free courses were there for limited time, and I just enrolled in them, and I feel good. And I've also been reading, now I started the next book. Earlier I was reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now I started reading The Courageous Calling by Ryan Holiday. Yeah, he's also famous on Instagram, quite good. He's quite famous. He has this podcast called The Daily Stoic, or Stoic. Yeah, I think it's Stoic. And his books are also great. I just recently bought two of them. One is Ego is the Enemy, and the other one was Courageous Calling. I could not find the other one that I was trying to buy. So I have read a lot of books recently, and some of the books that I have left to read, like I had bought a lot of them. Ego is the Enemy is left by Ryan Holiday. I'm about to finish Courageous Calling. I have this fiction, Dune by Frank Herbert. The movie just came out, and I have Beyond Order by Jordan B. Peterson. I read his earlier one, 12 Rules for Life, but I have not read Maps of Meaning by him too. But yeah, I don't know, I get really excited, like, when I think about how many books I have left to read, and then when I read all of them, I go to buy new ones. And recently, me and my friends are thinking of buying a skin. Oh, I think that, I don't know if what you guys call it, but it's kind of like, yeah, a skin. Like the black thing that we usually wear under jerseys during sports. We call it skin, I don't know. We could call it something else as well. It's like fully black, and it is full sleeves and stuff. So we are thinking of buying this really cool skin, because from Decathlon, it is like a Spider-Man suit. So when we wear it, like, every single cut of our muscles is visible. So my one friend wore it and came out of the dressing room, and we were like, bro, go in, you will get cursed if someone sees you like this. We need to buy it. And then we thought that we will buy it after some time. Like, that skin is so awesome. Like, we literally look like Spider-Man, and it has awesome designs. And there is something written on it, like nanotechnology and stuff like that. I don't know, like, wow, that is really awesome. That skin. And we are thinking of buying it. Although it will cost money. It is pretty expensive for us, but we will buy it. I think we are saving up for quite a long time. Like, from the day we have seen it, it's been like 3 or 4 months. I think we will be able to buy it. But now, because of school and college and stuff like that, we are not getting enough time to watch anime. Like, we obsessively watch anime, although I have not watched that many animes. But those two guys are pretty, they have watched a lot of anime. And now that new seasons of animes are also coming out. Like, the season 2 of Rent-A-Girlfriend came out, and One Punch Man is also about to come, I think, this year only. And then Attack on Titan, last part, final season. Final part of the final season will come up. All the people are telling that its ending is not that good. Like, some of my friends who are manga readers. I don't know. But by now, I think it was pretty good. Oh yeah, I also forgot to mention another book that I have. It Start With Why by Simon Sinek. That guy who was, I think you might have seen him, he's quite popular on Reels and Shorts. He's the guy who was telling that our brain works in a different way. Like, he tells you that do not think of the pink elephant. Then he says that your brain does not, if you tell your brain not to do something, it cannot comprehend the negatives. So if you're telling yourself, do not get that drink, you will get it. Instead, the other way to go around this problem and to solve it is to think of what will be the result of you not doing that activity. So if you don't want to get that drink, you have to tell yourself stay sober, or if you don't have to look at the pink elephant, you have to say look at the giraffe or something like that. Or if you want to get rid of something, don't, like, instead of saying that cancel war, you could say we need peace and stuff like that, because our brain then comprehends it, because it just gives us what we think. It does not comprehend the negative, I think, in a way. And I, that's the, like, the 100th time I repeat the same thing. Yeah, he's the guy who said that skiers do not tell themselves that do not bang in the tree. They tell them to follow the path, so that only the path is visible to them, and they are able to ski better in the mountains. So today I had taken a holiday from school. Like, I have been taking two or three of them, but I was also thinking of making a podcast on those days, but I wasn't getting any ideas. And I have my school quanti as well. It's on September 5, but I'm kind of thinking that should I go there or should I go to the MUN of my older school, Model United Nations, because it has been happening in a lot of schools right now. And in my older school, in which I was like the captain of the boys team, I have a lot of stories related to that in earlier episodes, and I think I even have more right now. But let's not go there right now. I will tell them surely. So it's a hard choice. Should I go to the MUN? Because there I will be able to meet new people and even, I think, expand my knowledge. And if I go to the Conti, I will probably eat stuff and just party and remain with the same people that I know. And those are, yeah, but yeah, and there is a difference of 600 rupees in between those two. The MUN is of 2 days and it's 600 rupees heavier or expensive, or 600 rupees more expensive, and the Conti is 600 rupees less, but it's only for 1 day and for a few hours. So I don't know what to choose, because people are saying that this only comes one time, this party. It's because it's my last year of school, right? So, but farewell will also come when we are ending school, and then after party, after the farewell. So I don't know if I should go right now. Also, it's between the exams. So those are my dilemmas. Third world dilemmas. Well, in some countries there people are thinking that they have nothing to eat and drink. We are thinking about this. And that's why you have to stay grateful. Like, I recently injured my meniscus really bad. Like, it was really hurting. My knee was hurting really bad, but I was still jogging and stuff like that, which was a really shitty decision on my part. But I just kept running until I couldn't even walk. Then, because I went to school trip, I just danced there, and then my meniscus was gone. I just even learned the importance of having a functional knee. Like, I was really grateful for it even more. Now I thank myself. I'm just grateful for what all I have. I have you guys, I mean. You guys are pretty great as well. If I think about it, that I'm some random guy and you are just listening to me. Yeah, thank you for everything. You have to say this. Because if you have functioning bodies and stuff like that, you have to be really happy for it. So I recently just found a new way of eating gum for a better jawline or a better structure, better facial structure, I guess. So I think a lot of you, if you have done any research or search about jawline, having a jawline, I know this sounds very weird, although it doesn't. So yeah, if you have done any research about having a jawline or something like that, you would be pretty aware of the fact of mewing, that is to change the posture of your tongue in your mouth, to let it rest at the top. Oh my god, the double innuendos you can make with this. Yeah,
So to rest your tongue at the top at all times and make yourself habitual to it. Now you can add, there's a way to add a gum in the mix. So what you basically have to do is chew the gum normally at first. May try to make it at the shape of make it into a ball shape, and then flatten it with your tongue at the top of your mouth, if you're getting the picture of what I'm talking about. Just chew it, then make it at the shape of a ball at first. Then you kind of basically do tongue chewing, if that could be a word. So yeah, my face structure has improved because of that, I think. You can try it. Yeah, you can try. Yeah, that's basically a tip for getting. So yeah, you're seeing like, how am I? I'm helping you like basically improve, guys. You can seriously consider subscribing or something like that if you want to. You can also send any emails at guytalknp@gmail.com. Oh wait a second, I just got distracted. Yeah, so you can send in a message at guytalknp@gmail.com, guytalknp@gmail.com, and you can join Discord. The link will be in the description. And yeah, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram at talkingpad_pod. Thank you for listening to this episode, guys. Bye bye.